over the past several months, we've been seeing just an increase of the arrests made in Mercer County regarding methamphetamine. And, you know, it's kind of a reflection of where our county is going, the amount of drugs coming in. And I think that this is probably just the tip of the iceberg, because the arrest that the Sheriff's Department has been doing has just been phenomenal. I've talked to Sheriff Staley before. He's doing an unbelievable job of doing, you know, correcting this. But, you know, there's a lot more drugs out there other than meth. And I think that, you know, at this point, when we start seeing this almost biweekly, that he should probably address the county board in the extensiveness of drug use in Mercer County. Because if it's out in the general population like this, you know, what are the schools going to be like? And we hear so much now about the opioid addictions and the abuses, and there's some counties, and I think it was in Ohio, they were talking about the significant amount of overdose deaths. And I think this needs to be brought up, because it's something that is eroding our county. And if we don't see it, maybe we don't like to pay attention to it, but the facts are the facts, and unfortunately sometimes the truth hurts, and we just need to get this information out. We see the arrests, and granted we forget about how many there are after the next month goes by, but I would like to see, you know, and the Sheriff's Department is going to be able to tell us really the extent of this beyond the arrests, because they know there's a lot of things going on that they have not been able to arrest people for or whatever. And to just kind of give a true reality of the drug situation in the county. And it seems like it's more towards the west end of the county, which is maybe a little bit more financially depressed than coming from Aledo more east. Plus, it's maybe access to the Muscatine area, which I think there's been a couple arrests from people from Muscatine. So are they bringing it over, or are they bringing it from our area over there, and that's how it gets caught? But I'd like to kind of find out the extent of it. What is their opinion in the schools? You know, what kind of drugs that are out there, not just meth, but some of the other hardcore drugs like heroin or the opioids, you know, even down to, you know, marijuana.